The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back, Pamela. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, Gil. I am thinking happy thoughts today. Happy Ooh. Thoughts that are centered on how to help make sure sellers and buyers get to the closing table with big smiles on their faces.
Yeah, you absolutely want happy people at the closing table because derailing a deal so close to the finish line is no fun for anyone. So what mistakes should sellers avoid?
Well, you know I have a list, right? I have 5 mistakes that sellers should avoid.
All right, let's hear them.
Okay, mistake number 1, ignoring contingencies. It is a sure way to put a deal at risk. If your contract requires you to do something before the sale, do it. If the buyers make the sale contingent on certain repairs, don't do cheap patch jobs and expect the buyers not to notice the fixes weren't done properly.
Yeah, and speaking of that, you need to keep up your home after the contract is signed and before closing.
Absolutely. In fact, that's mistake number 2. Not bothering to fix things that break, you know, once you have a buyer because you figure, well, I'm out of here, I don't care. Big mistake. The last thing any seller needs is for the buyers to notice on that pre-closing walkthrough that the home isn't in the same condition as when they made their offer. It's really important to maintain and repair your home diligently before closing. If the furnace fails, get a professional to fix it and inform the buyers that the work was done. If you really want to gain their trust, make sure you give them the receipts, too. And by the way, it's a great idea for sellers to get a pre-sale inspection, pre-sale home inspection. It's an opportunity to find out what will likely turn up during the buyer's inspection, and you can address it before buyers even start coming around. You know, my husband and I have been in the process of getting our house ready for sale. We did this, and it was terrific. You know, fortunately for us, we got a almost clean bill of health on our house, but really told us what to expect.
Yeah, and we did the same thing when we sold our house a few months back, and it just saves you a lot of time and trouble, especially getting close to closing. What's next?
Okay, mistake number 3. Don't let yourself get lax about deadlines. As a home seller or buyer, you're part of a legal process. Deadlines are important. In fact, some might say they're sacrosanct. If you have 3 days to accept or reject the home inspection, make your decision within those 3 days. If you're selling, move out a few days early so you can turn over the keys at closing.
Okay, what about breakdowns in negotiation?
Yeah, that's going to happen. And, you know, mistake number 4 is refusing to negotiate any further. Once you've negotiated a price, it's natural to calculate how much you'll walk away with from the closing table and to get kind of excited about that number. But that's not the end of the price negotiations in all cases. It's likely the home inspector we talked about was going to find some issues during the inspection, and that's stuff that needs to be fixed. The appraisal may come in at a price below what the buyers offered to pay. In either case, you need to be prepared to negotiate with the buyers over these issues. For instance, you may agree with your realtor to give the buyer a credit off the price for some fixes rather than having to, you know, worry about fixing them yourself before closing.
Yeah, sometimes that's a lot easier for you as a seller. It's likely to be almost a wash in terms of what you'd have to pay to have the work done yourself. All right, what's number 5?
Mistake number 5, don't hide any liens on the property from buyers.
Oh, yeah. Don't do that, folks.
Now, it's a very bad idea. If you neglected to mention that Uncle Sam has placed a tax lien on your home, or you owe 6 months of homeowner association fees, for example, the truth will come out. So the title search will turn up any liens filed on your house, and you won't be able to sell unless you pay off the lien or get the borrower to agree to pay it off. Now, if you can do that with sale proceeds, great. If not, the sale isn't going to close. There's a lot more information on everything you need to know from getting ready to buy or sell to preparing for closing at houselogic.com/buy and sell.
Thanks, Pamela. Great information as usual, and you can find out everything you need to know, everything you heard just now, and more at houselogic.com. Pamela, see you next week.
Thanks, Gil. You bet.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of houselogic.com.